This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest, honey.
Time now for another episodic adventure for the American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer radio program. I'm Doug Steffen here to bring you through the courses of a number of things happening on family farms, the smaller operators. That's the focus of what we talk about here. We have with us Dr. Zach Bush in a few minutes, the founder of the Farmer's Footprint. You'll learn what that is all about and how it may help you. That's the whole reason we do these programs, and we post them every week at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. They're also heard during the week and on the weekend. Just check it all out. Just if you want to get some information on what we're doing or some of the past programs, you'll find it at AmericanFamilyFarmer.com. We start the program each week with 4 or 5 minutes of news that affect you. I'm getting rather a chuckle, actually, and I'm having a hard time not making this part of my commentary, which comes at the end of the program. The whole this fiasco with John Deere and what they're supposedly giving farmers, aren't they wonderful? They're such fabulous folks, giving farmers a greater hand in repairing their tractors. That is, the tractors don't still belong to John Deere. They belong to you. So you should be able to help yourself to the information that's necessary for you to repair your own tractors. I've been hard-pressed. I was driving by a John Deere dealership last night on my way out to pick up a tractor, and I went by the dealership. It used to be owned locally. Now it's owned by what they call United Ag and Turf, which is just another euphemism for John Deere. They have decided to take back all of their dealerships all around the country. I'm not sure they've been successful with all of it yet, but in my neck of the woods, whether it's construction equipment, farm equipment, doesn't make any difference what it is. Got a John Deere label on it. It's owned by John Deere now. The dealership is itself. So you probably heard by now the American Farm Bureau Federation kind of put together a memorandum of understanding with John Deere, promising farmers that they'd be able to get more information. Well, so far they haven't reneged yet, but they've been playing with it. There are a number of different websites where this information is available, including the National Farmers Union, which I thought was the first time I ever remember National Farmers Union covering anything the American Farm Bureau had done. I belong to both the organizations. I think they're both good for different reasons. In this case, the American Farm Bureau Federation taking the bull by the horns, if you will. The latest agreement, however, doesn't go far enough, and it is basically an attempt to stave off the passage of legislation at the federal level. And some states, many ag states, are looking at the right to repair legislation yet again. There's no commitment from anybody to enforce it. If you look at the info, I'm reading something from the Montana Farmers Union. President there says, and this guy, his name is Warren Schweitzer. He's Walter Schweitzer, excuse me, third-generation farmer and rancher, questioned why John Deere would reach a private agreement, pointed to a provision that allows the company to pull out of the memorandum anytime they want. And for sure, if there is right to repair legislation, they'll pull out. This gentleman said if they truly wanted to give farmers and ranchers and independent repair shops the right to repair, there wouldn't be all of this stuff and they wouldn't be so afraid of legislation. I've said this over and over and over again. As much as many of you like John Deere products, they are not your friend. They have not ever been in my book. They've made it very difficult as farmers, people who have their products, government officials are trying to urge John Deere to make it easier to repair the problems that their products have. If you look at the memorandum itself, farmers and independent repair shops will be able to buy access to the software, the manuals, and the information needed. Why should they have to buy it? We bought the tractor. Give us the manual. Oh, my God. I've looked at the last 4 or 5 years, farmers waiting for technicians from the company to come fix. They sometimes have to wait a week or more. And meanwhile, if you're in the field and you need the tractor, what good is the tractor if you can't get it to run? Anyway, Farm Bureau and John Deere have agreed to meet twice a year to discuss the issues. There will be plenty. You can be sure of that. The vice president of the Farm Bureau said, quote, our members asked us to pursue a private sector agreement. Our members wanted to avoid a patchwork quilt of different rules across the country, recognizing that manufacturers, not just John Deere, but manufacturers in general, need to be operating at the national level. But I don't know of any company, this is my aside here, that is as difficult to deal with as John Deere is, or where there is the problem of repairing your own equipment. All right, here's a sad story from a farm in Washington State. The Monroe Farm has been forced to close. They lost its entire flock because of bird flu. They have ducks. They have chickens. They have turkeys. They had to kill all their ducks because of the outbreak of the avian flu. The lady who owns the farm, it's a Hearth and Haven Farm in Monroe, Washington, Elaine Kellner. She began the farm back in 2017. She never imagined that an avian influenza outbreak would basically shut down her farm, and it may be for good. They found one bird a few weeks ago that was acting off, lethargic, wasn't herself. Something was wrong. Next day, more birds were sick, so they called the Department of Ag. Test results confirmed positive for bird flu. And then the next day they came out and destroyed every bird on my property. Apparently it's a federal requirement to euthanize an entire flock when any bird tests positive to prevent the spread of the disease. And it's kind of humane actually when you get down to it. You can imagine how upset they were because many of the birds were pets, but then they had a flock of other kinds of birds, as I said, chickens and turkeys, pretty much everybody. And now it'll be 4 to 6 months before they can retool, recoup, and then, you know, can you stay in business without having product to sell? That would be my question. I'm sure there's probably a GoFundMe page that's set up. The farm got $6,000 from the government for the value of the birds, but you know, it doesn't help you to rebuild the flock. So if you look for Hearth and Haven Farm in Monroe, Washington, you may be able to help that lady out. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We go to the farmer's footprint in a few moments. First, though, I want to help you focus on that weight loss that you've been working hard now since the beginning of the year to. You've been trying to control what you eat. You're trying to control how, in terms of exercise, because this time of year we're not working as hard on the farm, for the most part, unless you're a dairy guy. But if you're working, you're out in the cold, it really takes its toll, but usually it's good, because you lose weight. Your body has to expend more energy, burn more calories to stay warm. So that's one way of addressing weight loss, the natural way. The other way is with Calitrin, the all-natural product that's good for you, good for your body, because it's drug and stimulant free, and it works. It helps you get rid of the inches and the pounds, helps your digestion. It certainly is safe. And the best thing is they have a great website at toploss.com. You can track your progress. You can find a personal Calitrin consultant to help you with your results. So why wouldn't you try this? It's a money-back guaranteed product. You go to the website, which is toploss.com. You can go to Facebook, too, and see, you know, like them and see what's going on there with other folks who offer health tips. People that have been through the experience, they have practical tips. They pass them along. Help yourself. Facebook.com/Calitrin or go to Calitrin.com or go to TopLoss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out. Good for free shipping and the great deals as we start the year with a 4 for $4. You buy four and you get four free at Calitrin's discretion. I think this is kind of a good, this is great. It's a good way for you to get rid of the weight. So focus on it. Go to TopLoss.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking. What will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
From the creators of Kentucky Fried Chicken comes the Taste Good Holiday Event of the Year, KFC's $5 Famous Bowl, starring crispy chicken, creamy mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, and everyone's favorite, melty cheese.
I'm in love with you, Famous Bowl.
Treat yourself to the bowl critics are calling a ho-ho whole lot of food that even a Scrooge couldn't resist.
A humbug, that's tasty.
Gift yourself a KFC Famous Bowl for just $5. Now on the app and at a Kentucky Fried Chicken near you. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now, hit it, sound effects guy!
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Back to the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing in Dr. Zach Bush, who is a doctor and the founder of the Farmer's Footprint. So this could be a very specific conversation, Dr. Bush, or it could be a general conversation. First, everybody who's listening is going to wonder, what is the Farmer's Footprint? What is the focus of your Farmer's Footprint?
Glad to be with you all in the spirit of shifting the psychology and philosophy around farming. And this is what the organization has been tackling for the last 5 years, is really helping to bring about the universal adoption of a soil-centric regenerative agricultural system, where we start to focus on the vitality of living systems, beginning with the soil beneath the feet as the foundation for the future food system, where we look at a living force of the microbiome within soil systems that bring the nutrient density to the food systems that would bring the human health that would follow. So that's been my passion as a medical doctor and as an educator, is to kind of highlight that cross-section between human health and planetary health and how we could bring about this revolution of regeneration.
Give us a minute on your own experience. Why is this a passion for you?
My background is in internal medicine and then endocrinology and metabolism, in which I was doing cancer research and developing chemotherapy, and was watching over the course of, you know, the 1990s to 2015, that 20-year period, we saw an explosion of cancer, and it's really hit hard in the heartland of America. We saw an explosion of cancer throughout the Deep South, Mississippi, being the epicenter of it, Louisiana. These were regions where cancer had not been a prominent feature of the landscape, and yet over the course of that 20-year period from 1996, even the 10-year period to 2006, we saw this explosion of cancer. And this really, as we dove into it from a public health standpoint, started to map back to the chemical glyphosate.
So there's lots of room here for us to move around glyphosate. We'll get to where we're going here, what the Farmer's Footprint is about, how it affects you, as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's something I want, I grow my own. Yeah, all I need is G.O.D. to bless the seeds I've sown.
The American Family Farmer Program, a service of my efforts to sort of meld my broadcast career with my life on the farm. And for the last 4 or 5 years, we've been bringing you information to help make you, as a small farmer, perhaps better prepared to meet your goals, to meet the future. You can't do it if you're dead. And that's one of the things that is so difficult to get across. Talking about Roundup and the other things that come from Monsanto, the boldness of their approach to trying to claim that it's okay, the boldness of their promotion, where they are in many farm stores and supply stores, and the impact that when I run into people, they get really angry at me because using some of the Monsanto products has helped the bottom line. But if you're dead, you can't enjoy the bottom line. And that's kind of where we're going here with this. Harmful chemicals, pesticides, that sort of thing. So the Farmers' Footprint actually is a group of farmers, right, together with you and some doctors that are your friends and colleagues and scientists. And in exposing, do they really need to be exposed to all of the damage that comes from chemical farming? Pretty much it's everywhere, and everybody knows that some people reject the knowledge. But maybe the core group of farmers that would have resisted you at one point in time, do you find that you're winning over converts? Not that this is a contest, but that people are beginning to understand how damaging, how terrible this is for the human body, but also for the land. If you look at land, Dr. Bush, Dr. Zach Bush is with me here, the founder of the Farmers' Footprint. If you look at the land, if you compare a land that has been cultivated with compost and manure and natural stuff, and then next to it, land that has been cultivated with a lot of these things, the glyphosate, some of the other chemicals that are around, that land, that dirt is dead, versus the stuff that has lots of the microbes in it across the street that's alive. Why don't farmers see that? Do you think that they not want to because and they can make more money selling stuff that's treated with all this crap.
Well, they were told they could make more money, but that has failed. That system is really fundamentally kind of rotting at the core there. So what used to be a really difficult argument has become quite simple in that we can simply ask a farmer, hey, how did your plants look 7 years ago compared to today? And they'll uniformly say, well, they're shorter, they produce less, they have a lot more disease, and so I'm spending more and more money on herbicides, pesticides, and more importantly, I'm spending an enormous amount of money on soil inputs to try to get my soil to produce plants. And so the result of 25 years of spraying chemical residues into your soil and water systems is, like you say, a sterile soil system. And with sterility comes a lack of fertility. With that, we see the collapse of the productivity of soil. So what was difficult 10 years ago gets much, much easier as these farms fail. We're currently losing 6,000, 8,000 farms a year in the United States alone. So we have a much easier time. And in some ways, I think it is a bit of a contest. We're in a race for humanity at this point. We have an estimated 60 harvests left on Earth. 97% of the Earth's arable soils have been depleted or severely depleted of nutrients and the life force of the microbiome. And so we are really desertifying the entire agricultural land of the Earth in just a single generation. And so with this speed of collapse, we're seeing, the demise of human biology, planetary biology, the sixth extinction. And so it is a race for us to change the philosophy and psychology of not just farmers, but the entire chemical, pharmaceutical, industrial complex.
Yep.
as physicians and farmers.
It's complicated, but yet it isn't, as you point out. We'll continue with Dr. Bush here. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Thursday's big announcement by New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who altered the face of global politics when she was elected the world's youngest female head of state, was holding back tears as she made her decision to resign next month and said she had nothing left in the tank and it was time to step aside after a challenging 5.5 years in office. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania on Newsmax overnight, calls out the Biden administration and the White House for name-calling of extreme MAGA members to the House Oversight Committee.
defending the American people from record high inflation, defending the American people from a southern border where the cartels are running it. If President Biden thinks that's extreme, then you can tell it just illustrates how tone deaf he is to what the American people endure under his leadership every single day.
Lance Pry, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome to the farm. You can roll your windows down.
Back to the second half of our hour together this week on the American Family Farmer program. I know when I talk about things like the John Deere tractor situation, or when we talk about this sort of thing, it sounds like I'm attacking. And I guess I am. I'm attacking the system. As to get to Dr. Bush and what he's just said, let that settle in. We have 60 harvests left under the current way that we are treating the soil. I have said, you know, we talk often about the future here and what the future is for the family farmer and the family farm. If you keep using this stuff and we keep giving into the Chinese, well, at least we'd fix that, the Chinese and the Russians buying farmland, but guys like Bill Gates, what's he doing with farmland? More and more people are buying it and then they're renting it back to the farmers. The control, the ownership of farmland, very important, not only here but around the world. We used to be known as the breadbasket of the world. We'll be lucky if
never mind 60 years, but by the time we get to 2050, we've got enough food to feed ourselves, never mind everybody else. And it is, these guys are the culprits. They have so much money. They make it so difficult. They'll sue you. They have. Look at all the people that Monsanto has sued over the years. Farmers they put out of business because they claimed that they were using things over again that they weren't supposed to, whether it's seed, things that they produce. Look at what we've allowed to be created. And the connection between the big drug companies, the big pharma, and big ag, and the companies that control the process of working or tilling the soil, Monsanto, Bayer, the Dow Chemical people, it goes on and on. And so we have this past, since the Industrial Revolution, really, farming has changed a great deal. It's been good, but it's been bad. And so we have all of these, you know, when Bayer puts aside $5 billion in a fund to pay out people who are suing them. They have, what, 50,000 suits at the moment against them by people who have died or are dying because of the pesticide use, pesticides produced by them. And yet they still go forward. The government doesn't take them out of business. If you look at who's contributing to the members of the Ag Committee in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, you see exactly why it isn't being taken out. It's absurd. And so you've come along, Dr. Bush, to bring people together on this, not the first person to talk about regenerative agriculture, but it is a concept that's gaining it's getting a lot of attention, and there's a lot of incentivization to farmers to implement this so that they can maintain their profitability. How do we keep this process from being overwhelming? That is, from it taking over the farm, the business about us versus them, in a manner of speaking. The solution is regenerative agriculture, but what are we doing? What do we actually have to do? And how hard is it to get the message out?
We are at a point where everybody becomes an important stakeholder. So this is no longer the farmer versus, you know, Monsanto or something like that. We have a situation where we need to pivot so quickly if we are to stem the tide on the collapse of soil systems globally and therefore, you know, secure a nutrient future for humanity, that we all become stakeholders. And this is where, you know, sea changes can happen so quickly if we all get involved. And so whether you're in banking or you're in agriculture or you're in food systems or you're consumer products goods, like everybody doing anything right now is a stakeholder in the future food system. And so we see the opportunity to bring a concerted vision for where we are going as a humanity and our relationship to nature through our food. And that's made us quite successful in that, you know, instead of, you know, trying to say that there's somebody evil out there or that there's, you know, one person's fault, I really believe that consumers and, you know, farmers, for those social pressures and everything else they had in the 1950s and 60s, we created the chemical industry. We created the convenience model. And so, you know, since we created it, we can change it. And so this is our opportunity, and we are changing it. This is really exciting to see that chemical companies
are trying to adjust. Yeah.
So here's chemical companies become part of the solution.
My reaction or my concern is that we are, and sometimes people will tell you these things go hand in hand, we have become so focused on worshiping at the altar of climate change that we are, that's the focus. Yeah, you got to understand what the planet's doing, got to understand what we're doing to the planet in terms of the atmosphere and the climate influences. But this, in my mind, is far more important, needs far more attention, and it isn't getting it because the governments, whether it's the federal government, state governments, mostly it's the federal government, they don't understand the relationship, first of all, climate change to regenerative agriculture, but they also don't understand what the solution is. They don't know from, nobody lives on the farm anymore. They don't know about organic matter and material. I have a composting facility on my farm, and it calls attention to people here locally to what we're doing and how we're getting this product.
but it takes a massive amount of this product, this material, to change the composition of the soil. So whether it's on my farm directly, land that I use, land that I am trying to reclaim, it's very difficult and very time consuming. So if people look at it this way, they become discouraged. So how do we turn it around to encourage them to pick up the mantle for this, Dr. Bush?
The speed of healing is so much faster than the rate of damage. And so this is the awe-inspired state that I'm in as a physician and farm advocate, is that when we do the right thing just for one season for a human being with cancer or a farm field collapsed in its soil system, one season is enough to see a regenerative revolution occur. And that is really an alignment issue. When you realign biologic systems with natural, philosophy, natural systems of change, then the vitality of everything shifts almost immediately. It's typically in our micromanagement of complex systems where we fail to understand our role within this complex system, and therefore we screw it up, and we diminish the vitality of anything. So we do that with putting one drug on a complex system of 70 trillion human cells, and we expect a good outcome. And surprisingly or not surprisingly, there's a ton of side effects, and you start to diminish the vitality of that.
We create other industries. So now these guys have ruined the soil on the planet, so we now have to recreate the things through the regenerative business. Good. There are businesses coming out of it that are helpful, but how we got here in the first place, how I got allowed to get this bad, is something that really I find troubling, in the fact that our systems are so messed up and the kinds of foods that we're being exposed to are so bad, and yet it takes somebody like you to make the point and to hit the nail on the head. The reason that we have so much cancer is because of this stuff. People say, oh, isn't it great? Look at all the research being done to eliminate cancer in our society. No, that's not the point. The point is, you don't get cancer if you don't eat all this crap. You don't need the research that's being done. It's great now that we have the problem to have people working on killing the problem, but there, like with so many others, there's so much money to be made in treating cancer, you can become a real cynic. And maybe that's coming through here. So we'll pause for a moment. Dr. Zach Bush, the founder of Farmer's Footprint, is here talking about how we get beyond where we are in terms of your soils, your production, how to make life better for all of us. Here's something to think about when it comes to your luxury, when it comes to your taking care of yourself. Think about when you feel great, have to take a shower, you get out of the shower, you wrap yourself in the best thing that's around, the best towel that's around, and I'm going to suggest to you that that towel is from MyPillow. MyPillow towel sets. Every MyPillow towel, made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feeling. You get a 60-day money-back guarantee. How about that? How many other companies selling towels will say, well, use it, and then if you don't like it, you can send it back? Right now, you get the MyPillow towel set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, retails usually for $89.98. Right now, using the promo code DS, you can get this set for a low price of $39.98. MyPillow products, that's 60-day money-back guarantee. Fabulous. Here's what you do. You go to MyPillow.com. You click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You get in there. You put the code in DS. You get the price of $39.98 on the six-piece towel set. Deep discounts on other MyPillow products, too, using the DS code at MyPillow.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking. What will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you work in the kitchen, what you cook often ends up on your clothes. I used to add a little extra bargain detergent on all my stains. But then I realized, is it really a bargain if I have to use more?
Now, I use Tide Simply. One cap is all you need to deal with tough stains and odors. Best of all, it works on a line cook's budget, too. And just like this line cook, Tide Simply gets the job done. Table 10 up!
Tide Simply. Tough on stains, easy on your wallet.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Back for a few more minutes with Dr. Zach Bush, founder of Farmers Footprint. So we're talking a bit about the solution. I have found, I have a couple of doctors associated with programs that I do. I do a Monday through Friday program called The Good Day Show, and I have two doctors. One of them is Ken Kronhaus, the other one is Jack Stockwell, who talk about this. Jack more than Ken, because Ken kind of is a traditionalist, with the focus on food being medicine. That's Jack's mantra, and it's your mantra too. So instead of chemicals and drugs that people have to get better, as I was just alluding to, it's food that makes you sick and food that makes you better. How can it be more simple than that, Dr. Bush?
Well, it's been, that theory's been around for 5,000 years, and so, that, you know, it's ancient Chinese wisdom in the medical world, and it's, you know, Hippocrates, the founder of, you know, allopathic medicine, you could say 2,000 years ago, saying that food is our medicine. And I started a clinic in rural, and what I found is that we were causing more inflammation with the foods that used to be our greatest medicine, things like the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, kale. These things are packed with medicines when they're in their vital force. And watching people getting more sick rather than better on these was mind-blowing. And it took us a couple years to untangle the science behind that. And what we discovered in that, it's the glyphosate residues. It turns out that glyphosate residues run in many of the most important food, be thy medicine type agents. Things like sweet potatoes and the cruciferous vegetables, beets, turnips. These carry some of the highest residues of glyphosate in them. And so it was a debut for me into this world of soil science, realizing that the best of what we do in food has not only lost its medicine as we've undermined the nutrients that would produce those medicines, they're also now carrying the toxins that cause disease. So we have done a 1-2 punch on food over the last 40 years to delete the medicine out of it. When you look at something like a tomato, it used to be loaded with lycopene. In the 1960s, one of the highest anti-cancer compounds in our food was in those tomatoes in the form of that little nutrient lycopene. And now you can pull one of these hydroponic tomatoes off the shelf year-round. They look red and beautiful.
Yeah,
they taste like nothing.
It's water.
And the reason they don't taste like anything is because they're lacking the alkaloids.
They don't have anything in them. Right. All right, how do people, we only have a moment or two left, how do people find the Farmer's Footprint to explore more of this info and to join the causal solution to this?
FarmersFootprint.us will get you there. Also on Instagram, Facebook, and the rest, but FarmersFootprint.us, and listen to the farmer stories there on the Meet the Farmer program, and you will be blown away by the speed of healing.
FarmersFootprint.us. That's the place to go. Dr. Zach Bush here on the American Family Farmer with important information for all of you, for all of us. Dr. Bush, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the American Family Farmer, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen here with my overview from my point of view of what is important, or at least one thing this week that's important. And I go back actually looking at some of our previous programs. The podcast you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. One of the recent episodes, a Northeast farmer raises farm-to-table grass-fed beef, how he does it. He's done a lot of technology, and he's sort of following in the footsteps of our guest this week. And so this is about the story here is about regenerative agriculture. Also, on a recent episode, we talk about salmon farms and how they're using hydroelectric power to grow. We have a guy that has farm-to-table experience that talked about organic managed pastures, again, following one of the themes that you'll find here on this program with regularity, is a focus on regenerative agriculture. Let's fix the problem. One of our recent podcasts also focusing on cranberries and how they're grown. This is kind of a neat thing, and it can be done in more places around the country than you might think. So you can catch that on AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And then I'm looking at another, the Kroger offer, buying out Albertsons and what it does
to farmers, how it beats down the prices, the whole business of what these people bring to the table, how good is the quality of their food. Once again, the conversation about what we're eating and what it's doing to our bodies. So all of those things, part and parcel of a variety of conversations we have every week on the American Family Farmer. Find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I was reading an overview of what happens when your children come back to the farm. This is a very important thing for those of us who are in the farming business, try to extol the value and virtue of this. I was reading the story of Matt and Lisa Moreland, who was hoping for their sons to come back, at least one of them, to come back to the farm, and it turns out they all came back. So what does that do? How are we doing in making sure that there's enough for everybody to do? Talk to the people, the family. Make sure they understand what you have and listen to them as to what they want to do. It's all about listening and carving out a niche and explaining and planning and all of that good stuff. It's not like the good old days when, you know, we just we kind of played it by ear, right? Now you can't do that anymore. You got to plan. So hopefully you're doing that with your family and you're encouraging the folks in your family to stay with it. Maybe it's a cousin. Maybe it's your nephew. Maybe it isn't your sons and daughters. I know that there are times when we can get pretty distressed by what's going on. I read recently about the fire at a Gorham, Maine dairy farm and what they're doing to fix the problem. It was a barn that was there for 200 years, and the same family burned to the ground, and now the neighborhood is working. Most of the cows were outside, so they survived the blaze. I think a week or two ago, or 3 weeks ago, maybe we were talking about another fire in another farm, and the cows didn't get out. The cows were all, I think there were 100 or more that were destroyed in the fire. You know, you look at dairy producers. I'm looking at the state of Maine, as long as I'm talking about this particular fire up there in Gorham. There are only 4,500, there were 4,500 dairy farms in Maine in 1954. Last year, there were 286. Think about that. Dairy farms in Maine went from 4,578 in 1954 to 286 last year. That's why it's important for you to do the survey that the Department of Ag sends around so we just understand how this all works. The youngsters here in this family were the ones that decided to rebuild. Ashley and Corey, two of the children of the family, the young family, they said, okay, let's rebuild. They had insurance, so they're doing it. And they also had a GoFundMe page. There were 50 or 60 cows in there, some heifers, and some did die in the blaze, but most of them were outside. And so, you know, there's that to think about. Think about this family. A lot of GoFundMe pages that have been set up to help people like this. So if you go to the Young Farm, GoFundMe, Young Farm, Gorham, Maine, you probably can help them out. That's the situation. Those are my thoughts on several things. That's what I do is opine the last part of each program here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.